what most airlines dread about posting fees for the consumer to see right away is how badly the numbers will look compared to, say, a Southwest Airlines that doesn't charge for checking bags. So you buy a simple round-trip ticket on American, Delta, you know, you name it, and you're right away you're going to see $50 for one single bag round-trip, and that'll be $50 higher than Southwest, even if the fares are equal. So they've never wanted to really attach those fees to the first number you see for fear you'll say, well, I'm going over to this airline. They like you to buy the ticket, and then, oh, yeah, I do have to check a bag. Okay, that's $25 each way. Oh, yeah, I do want a seat up more to the front, so I'll pay the $15. Ooh. Oh, yeah, I do want, you know, food, you know, that sort of thing.
So it's a lost leader, or, you know, it's not even close to the real price you're going to pay.
Right. If you got to check bags and you got to pay for those, that certainly is a considerable part of your airfare. I mean, $50 round trip.
Do you think the government would cave into this desire?
I don't know, because I don't know how genuine, only the airlines know, is it really a software problem? I mean, is it really a massive thing to redo your website to put the fees in there? If it is, well, maybe they've got a case, but they certainly do change things quickly enough when fuel prices go up.
Right.
I think they could manage this.
Right, yeah, we're not born yesterday. Of course, they could put that out there if they wanted to. They just don't want to because they like us flying blind, so to speak.
Yeah, right. So the mandate from the government that requires them to notice of bag fees on all e-ticket confirmations is August 23rd, as is this new requirement that the passengers can get compensated up to $1,300 if they're bumped from a flight above the current maximum of $800. There's one for October 24th where they have to reconfigure online search engines, third-party sites like Expedia Orbitz and Travelocity. They want that pushback as well.
Wow, interesting. Now, compensation for being bumped off a flight, is that something that is a big loss for them? Does this happen a lot?
Well, it does happen quite a bit. The computers have gotten pretty sophisticated in knowing which flights are going to be overbooked and which aren't. But I got to tell you, probably in the last six flights I've taken, three of them asked for volunteers to take compensation to get off. Now, just because the government says compensation can rise up to $1,300 as opposed to $800 doesn't mean it's going to happen. It's
right.
Always negotiated. I, frankly, on a domestic flight, I've never seen anybody compensated $800. Usually they try to give you $400 or $200. And even then, it's not cash. It's a, it's credit toward a future flight on that airline. Though if you really have them over the barrel, you could ask for cash on the barrel head. They'll write you a check right there.